My name is Estelle Cook. I would like to share a dream that God has gave me. On Monday, I had this profound dream. And in the dream was me and a few of my family members, we were walking. And as we walk, just all of a sudden, we were caught up. I don't know if it was heaven or what, but you know what? It was so real. And what I've seen was there was this man, a man, I don't know if it was God or what it was, but it was this huge, huge entity or human being. Not human being, but the spirit. And this person was so huge. And we were standing, not just me and the people that I was walking with. It was me, and it was in millions, trillions of people that were standing in front of this place. And this place is like, it looked like a palace. It was huge. It was huge, and it was beautiful. As I was standing in front, and these millions, trillions of people standing in front of this place called the palace, and this gate opened, and this huge spirit, it came to us, and it was standing in front of us, but everyone could see it, and this, I could see it. The figure of the person, and it had a cloak on, but I couldn't see the face. It was almost like a light that was shining, and it was so bright that it disguises the face completely. As I'm standing there, this person starts speaking, and this person has so much authority in his voice. If he speak, everyone listen. You know, there was so much power in the voice of this spirit. And when this person opened his mouth, he said that I am the King of Kings. And he was pointing out to people, calling people's names. And as he called people's names, some went in and some he showed them the other way. And then he called my name. And I was looking, I was confused, I was scared as well, I was nervous. This huge, huge person are calling my name, and I walk, and I was so nervous. And you know, as I'm standing in front of this person, he said to me that how I loved, how I serve him, and what I'm thinking, and the way I'm serving him, and he was actually judging me according to my lifestyle, the relationship I had with him. And he said to me, I must enter. But as I enter on the other side of this huge, huge, huge gate, and I'm standing there, I turn around, and all of a sudden, people went crazy. They start screaming, they panic, they scream, they cry, and they showing their hands like that as if they want to come in. And there were family members of me that I saw, especially my two kids, you know, they were standing there. I can still remember the shouting and the screaming of the people. It was so real. And my aunt was standing there. And you know what? She's been serving God for many years. And she's a very faithful servant of the Lord. And as this king called her name, she came forward. And he said so many things. She was judged according to her lifestyle and a relationship with the Lord. But you know what? She didn't get the chance to go in. And he said to her, she must go stand that side. As I was standing on the other side of the gate, my kids called out. My daughter, my son called out. You know what? It was so sad to see them panicking. Family members, friends, people I thought that would enter the kingdom of heaven was outside. They were left behind. They were kids. I saw kids among these people. Not small babies, but kids size of 10, 11, 12. And they were panicking. And the parents panicked for the sake of the kids. They were shouting out. They were screaming. They were so scared. They wanted to come in. But this king, who said he's the king, you know, God is love. But what I've seen in my dream was, it was completely different. I begged him to allow my two kids in, my daughter and my son. I said to him, you know what? If you are the king of kings and you have so much love and compassion in you, why don't you allow my kids? Please give them a chance. And he said to me, no, you didn't see what I've seen. You didn't see what went on in their minds, what went on behind closed doors. You didn't see their lifestyle. I've seen many things. You know what? Sin is a big thing. We mustn't take it lightly. And I begged him and he said to me, no. All he said to me was, the time is up. It's over. It's over. It was, like I said, millions, trillions, billions of people standing outside, screaming to come in. And I was so nervous because this man is so stern. He's so stern. And he made up his mind. And he asked for the soldiers that were standing. But you know what? There was a gate. But the gate is nothing like this in this world. It was huge. It was humongous. Huge, humongous is even an understatement. Because it was so, so big. Big, big. It's nothing that no one has seen. And you know, he asked the soldiers, they had like strange clothes on, and he asked them to close the gates. And as the gates, as they close the gates, and they close and they push and they push and they push, and they close the gates, you know, that those gates, it slams shut. It slams shut, but it's almost like it's a lock. You can it's a sound. It's a sound that I've never heard before. It went through my body as that gate closes, you know, and it slams shut. You couldn't hear. I couldn't hear a voice. No one. I couldn't hear anyone shouting, screaming. You couldn't hear anyone. And this person that says he's the king of kings, he turned around and he walked. And I turned around and I thought to myself, is this it? Is this it? Is this now heaven? What is going on? What are we going to do now? And as I walk behind him, he said to me, I must come. And I was walking in a passage, but it's you know, it's big. I walk, and this person had that is the king of kings. He had a cloak on, and he had a crown on, and I walk behind him. But I was very disturbed in my spirit because my kids were left behind. My family were left behind. You know, people I knew were left behind. And I walk after this king, and he said to me, as I walk, and I walked past a room, but the rooms, there were rooms in this place, but the rooms were so huge. It's big. Everything about this place is different, is big. It's nothing. It's out of this world. It's nothing that you've ever seen. And I saw my grandma raised me. My grandpa, I saw mommy was sitting in one of the rooms, and I was happy to see her, but you know what? I was also sad at the same time. And she looked at me and she smiled. And I was raised in a very spiritual house. You know, I was brought up in a very spiritual house. I gave my life to Jesus at the age of 12 years old. And I've never ever had a dream like this before. And I walked past. I didn't even go in the room. Someone said to me that was in the place that each of us gonna have a room. And I thought to myself, But there's so many people that were left behind. How come? Why don't they allow them to come in? There's so much place and room for everyone. So little people were allowed to come in this palace. The people that we thought that will enter the kingdom of heaven, they were not there. I will never ever forget the screams. And I know when I woke up, that was it. When I woke up, you know what? I was so traumatized. The screams of people shouting to be let in by this sort of palace. I want to encourage everyone, you know what? God is real. God is real. I've never ever experienced such a dream. It was so, so real. It was traumatizing. And I pray to God, those who don't know the Lord, they must come, serve Him, serve Him. Make Him the king of your life. You know what? Everything on this earth, hey, is spiritual. Life is spiritual. I want to encourage you all. Don't take God for granted. God is real. God is so real. It only takes you, you know, to make that choice, to take that chance, you know, so that He can see, so that you can see that change in your life. I give God all the praise and the glory for what He has done for me and for allowing me to see what I did see, although it's so traumatizing. But I want you to know this is no joke. This is no joke. Take heed to what I say. God is real. He's not playing. He's not playing. My desire is that everyone should enter the kingdom of heaven. I give God all the praise and glory, because all the praise and glory belongs to Him. He is, after all, the King above all kings.